Chapter 13, As the Evening Grows. They get back to the hotel relatively unmolested, thanks in large part to a delightful lesbian couple decisively smashing the Latin section. Xiar has never heard of Wen Qing or Luo Qingyang, but he makes a note to send them a card later. Right now, he's far too busy dragging Yu Bai Yi through the lobby and into the lifts. He jams the up button over and over, just for the way it makes Yu Bai Yi snort with laughter. Xiar steers Yu Bai Yi backward down the hallway and up to their door, and kisses him against it, while he fumbles with the keycard. Then he presses Yu Bai Yi into the wall inside and digs his fingers into his hair. His tongue slips into his mouth, and his thigh slides between his legs, and he will burst into flame if he doesn't get his clothes off in the next 10 seconds. Yu Bai Yi winces when Qiar tries to pull his hands free. There's a lot of hair gel, half-melted, and the tangles trapping Qiar's fingers don't want to let go. He extricates them as carefully as he can, then makes himself step back. Shower. He pushes at Yu Bai's shoulders. Go. Getting their hair down, their makeup off, takes time and effort, and Qiar doesn't care if he streaks bronzer and eyeliner over the entire pillowcase, but he wants to get his hands properly into Yu Bai's hair and pull. And, well, Qiar stares shamelessly as Yu Bai peels off the tracksuit he changed into once they were free to unwind. He knows this body. He's been up against it almost daily. But it's one thing to feel it and another to see. He drinks in the shift of muscle in Yu Bai's shoulders, the softness at his waist, his truly spectacular ass. Qiar follows him into the shower and runs his hands over Yu Bai's sides and his hips and that ridiculous cock of his, laughing against the side of his neck as he gasps and swears. Then Qiar grabs the shampoo, the good kind, thank you, the bottle he brought for himself, and lathers up his hands. Close your eyes, he murmurs, as he sets his fingers to Yu Bai's scalp and starts to work his way from crown to roots. I'll be gentle. Will you? Yu Bai closes his eyes and leans back into Xiar's hands. My sweet little prince. The words send a thrill down Xiar's spine. He presses an obnoxiously noisy kiss to Yu Bai's cheek to cover for it. Yu Bai has a lot of hair, but it's fine and soft except for the gray streak, and the tangles fall out as soon as Qiar runs his fingers through them. It takes 2 rounds of shampoo to get the gel out properly, and then Yu Bai washes Qiar's hair in trade while the conditioner soaks in. Qiar hums, catting up into Yu Bai's hands as fingernails scratch across his scalp. When they're both as thoroughly washed as they're going to get, Qiar, with an unexpected surge of virtuous patience, slips out of the shower and starts filling the bathtub. Yu Bai crowds up behind him, kissing the back of his neck. What are you thinking? Qiar produces a container of Radox from his toiletries bag and pours a generous portion into the water. I'm thinking I felt you favoring your shoulder in that last dance. Rotator cuff? Wait until you're my age, Yu Bai grumbles. Uh-huh. Qiar leans down to stir the water until the salts dissolve. The water goes turquoise, and a familiar faint smell wafts up on the steam. 100, I know. Yu Bai is still there when he straightens, of course, wrapping his arms around him and leaning in to hook his chin over Xiar's shoulder. You like doing this? Can't I want to take care of you? Qiar asks. Before he can bristle, Yu Bai kisses him beneath the ear. He squeezes a little tighter, rocks him gently. Another kiss, and Qiar breathes out and lets his shoulders drop. They stand together like that until the tub is full enough for Yu Bai to climb in, hissing at the hot water. then groaning as he settles. He slides himself down until it laps around his throat. Shi'ar gets a hair clip from his bag, one of the soft claw ones, and gently fixes Yubai's hair on top of his head with it. Yubai's iPod is already set up in the little speaker. It's not the best sound, and he has to fumble with the headphone jack before he can get it going. But when he hits play, out comes soft music. Some waltz, gentle, a little bit aching. Shi'ar props up the iPod and steps away from the counter. There isn't a tub in this world that Shi'ar has met that can comfortably accommodate two adults. He wraps himself in the fluffy hotel robe and sits on the edge instead, running his fingers along Yubai's shoulders. He traces patterns along his collarbones and over his chest. Water soaks the sleeve of the robe as he leans down further. Below them, the lights of the city. Shi'ar could scoop it all into his mouth with one hand if he reached out. Yubai draws him in for a kiss, soft and warm and slow as dripping honey. His hands are wet from the bath, turning cold even as they cradle Shi'ar's face. "Little prince," Yubai murmurs against Shi'ar's lips. "Handsome boy." Shi'ar doesn't entirely succeed in stifling the traitorous noise that forms in his throat, a sort of pleased puppy whimper. Yubai exhales his amusement into Shi'ar's mouth, rubs their noses together. "Sweetheart," he says, voice dipping low. "My Shi'a." Shi'ar contrives to pull only his left arm free of his robe and rests his hand on Yubai's chest, feeling the way his ribs expand and contract with each slow breath. He slips his fingers down, skimming through the stripe of hair that leads down from Yubai's navel towards his groin. Yubai twitches a little at the scrape of fingernails, aroused or ticklish or both, and then groans as Shi'ar wraps just the tips of his fingers around Yubai's cock. "Baby," Yubai murmurs, panting into the steam. Shi'ar strokes him soft and slow. At this angle, the lip of the tub digs in under his arm, but it's not so bad. He has to keep his fingers loose. In the water, they catch more than usual against the delicate skin. Yubai shifts in the water, parting his thighs and heaving in a breath. He hardens in the circle of Shi'ar's fingers. The flush on his cheeks could be from the steam or from this, but the way he groans, his dark eyes, that's all him. Shi'ar skims his hand back up to Yubai's stomach to feel it clench, then down again. He leans up on his knees for a better angle. Yubai kisses him again, and Shi'ar smiles into it. "Stay relaxed for me?" he asks. Yubai huffs. "Should have known you'd be bossy." Shi'ar hesitates for a moment, but Yubai cups his jaw in one wet hand and says, "I like it. It suits you. Keep going." "Be patient," Shi'ar chides, but he stretches, reaches down further. His fingers curl softly around Yubai's balls, then nudge behind them. Shi'ar holds his breath, but Yubai groans and tips his hips up and nods, and Shi'ar kisses him, groans into his mouth. He doesn't try much, not in the water, just explores, circling, pressing. It feels like his hand should shake with how nervous he is, with the excitement building along the stretched, taut pathways of his nerves. This is not something he knows how to do. He knows what he likes, though. Maybe more importantly, he knows what hurts, what to avoid. And that serves him well, judging by the sounds Yubai makes. Relief hits Shi'ar high in his chest, eases the iron bands of tension away from his throat. Yubai slumps deeper into the bath, curling forward so he can raise his hips higher. Shi'ar holds his breath and dares to push a single finger into him. He wills himself to be gentle, compliant, yielding, all the things he's worked so hard to shed. Fuck, Yubai says, his voice already going hoarse. Bed? Xiar helps him up. They leave a dripping trail through the bathroom before either of them thinks to grab a towel. Xiar walks backwards until he hits carpet, then turns them. He draws the clip free of Yubai's hair and drops it onto the couch as they pass by. Yubai loosens the belt of the robe and pushes it from his shoulders. They leave it crumpled on the floor. At the open doorway, they get caught again, leaning into each other and the wall and kissing for long moments. Xiar tugs Yubai's hips closer. Even through the towel, he can feel the press of his cock, and he shivers with it. That is more familiar. He could spread his legs and have Yubai rock that absurd, beautiful thing into him. He thinks he could like it. He wants to like it, even if the thought makes his stomach churn. But he doesn't have to. Not when he can follow through, make Yubai scream like he promised. Xiar lets his hands wander as he undoes the towel down to Yubai's ass to give it a firm squeeze. I haven't... He swallows, throat clicking. I want to make it good for you. You will. Yubai kisses him again. I've never had a problem speaking up. True. Xiar smiles. He pushes at the center of Yubai's chest. Get on the bed. He can do this. Yubai puts the towel down first so they don't soak the sheets. Then he settles himself on top of it. Xiar almost fumbles the bottle of lube looking at him. He'd been hopeful, eager, and maybe he'd thought he'd be the one spread out like this. But this is... There's a tight heat in his stomach, a shiver in his legs, and he groans as soon as Yubai gets a hand on his cock, stroking him root to crown as he pulls him in for another kiss. He stretches just enough to get the bottle onto the nightstand, then braces himself on one arm and cups Yubai's jaw with the other. Xiar kisses his mouth, his throat, the muscles of his chest. He bites one nipple and Yubai twitches under him with a noise that isn't quite a yelp. Sorry, Xiar says and kisses his sternum. I did say I'd be gentle. Not gonna hold you to that, Yubai says, strained. No. Xiar drags the flat of his tongue over Yubai's nipple, watches the way his chest rises and falls as his spine arches, a wave moving in deep water. Yubai makes a sound that might be the word no, stretched out like taffy, or might just be sound. Xiar grins against his skin and slides his hand under Yubai's thigh, digs his fingers into the long muscles there. He barely has to press before Yubai raises his leg, raises both legs, and plants his feet on the mattress. Yubai grabs one of the many pillows and stuffs it under the small of his back, then relaxes with a sigh. Have at me, little prince. He smirks and winks. I think you earned it. They don't have any more competitions for a while. No need to fight with concealer. Xiar leans in and bites Yubai high on his throat, sucking until a bruise blooms under his teeth. Under him, Yubai groans. He feels it under his mouth and his hands. Yubai's find his hips and skate up his back. He traces his spine, his shoulder blades, digs his fingers into Xiar's trapezius until he swears and bites Yubai again, this time on the chest. Is that how you mark your territory? Yubai teases and angles for another kiss. His hands fall back to Xiar's hips, and he tugs until Xiar's cock rubs along the crease of his thigh, like Xiar's fucking scent marking him. Xiar makes a sound like he's been punched and ducks to lick at Yubai's other nipple. Yes, he whispers, biting his ribs, his stomach. Gentler here, but it still makes Yubai twitch and shiver. I want to get my mouth on you. You never let me. You can. Yubai sounds like he's run a mile already. Shiar looks up at him, smiling, smirking. Then he takes that big cock of his in hand and licks him from the circle of his fingers to the rosy head. The sound Yubai makes starts a fire in Chiar's belly, makes his ribcage clutch at his lungs. This, at least, Chiar knows he can do. He traces the thick vein from root to tip, traces his tongue around the fragile skin where shaft meets glands. He strokes Yubai's foreskin back from the head and closes his mouth around it, hollowing his cheeks and looking up at Yubai through his lashes. Yubai looks back at him, eyes slightly glazed, both hands coming down to cradle Shiar's face, thumbs mapping Shiar's cheekbones, fingers fanning out across his cheeks, his jaw. Shiar sinks down slow, lets Yubai get a really good look at how he looks with his mouth stretched wide around a frankly ridiculous cock. He reaches out blindly for the nightstand. Yubai blinks at him, glances at where Shiar's fingers are just barely unable to reach the lube, and snorts. "Don't multitask on my account," he says, but puts the lube into Shiar's hand anyway. "Fuck your mouth. I could stay here forever. My beautiful boy." Shiar moans around Yubai's cock and sinks deeper until he risks choking himself. He could probably deep throat Yubai, but it would be very distracting, and he has something else he wants to do. Shiar snaps the cap. If he'd thought this through when he packed, he'd have brought a pump bottle. He has to fumble between his body and the towel and pull up a bit on Yubai's cock to slick his fingers without getting lube absolutely everywhere. He still gets more of it than he means to. Shiar rubs it between his fingers, then reaches up to rub circles around Yubai's rim, then in. It's a slick, easy slide with just one finger. Shiar groans again and bobs his head, hollowing his cheeks. Yubai pets open-handed at his hair. "That's good. You can give me another. I remember how this works." Shiar hesitates for a moment, then presses his middle and index fingers together. His nails are short, lacquered black. They're lucky he doesn't have acrylics. His throat convulses as he swallows a laugh. Then his fingers are in, and Yubai is tight enough that he can't move them for a second. Yubai breathes, and Shiar sucks at his cock again, and some of the tension goes out of him. Shiar brings his other hand up to rub at the inside of Yubai's thigh, making an encouraging noise in his throat. Yubai's hips rock up. "A little deeper," Yubai urges, then groans as Shiar gives it to him. "Yeah, yeah." Shiar pulls off Yubai's cock and crooks his fingers until he finds a movement that makes Yubai tremble. He's done this to himself once or twice, but even then, "You really like this," he says. He means to tease, but his voice comes out awed and raptured by the way Yubai's body opens for him. He didn't know. He never knew people could like this, could shiver and ache for it the way Yubai does. "Shut up," Yubai says, throwing an arm across his face. "I know, I've heard all the jokes." Shiar has to ease his fingers out before he can crawl up Yubai's body and pry his arm away, pinning his wrist to the bed with his clean hand. He stares down at Yubai's face, his flushed cheeks, his blown wide pupils, the imprints of teeth in his lower lip. He has no idea what to say. Yubai takes pity on him. His free hand finds the back of Shiar's head and draws him down into another kiss. He's so fucking gentle, and it makes Shiar want to break him or bite him or something. He doesn't. He kisses back, soft and sweet and slow, until Yubai settles and Chiar's tongue feels like cooperating again. Then Shi'ar reaches down between them and rubs at Yubai's cock with an open hand. It's hard and wet, and it leaks into his palm. I want to see your face. You're fucking gorgeous like this. He strokes his thumb against the inside of Yubai's wrist, then kisses the bruise on his throat. Want another, Guga? Yubai lets out a shuddering breath. Go for it. Shi'ar gets more lube. When you think you have too much, you have almost enough. And all that. And eases back in with three fingers, kissing Yubai through the stretch. He makes a raw noise, his body arching up from the bed. Shi'ar grinds his fingers into him. His wrists ache, and he didn't know he could get this hard without rubbing on someone. He kisses Yubai's chest, his stomach, anything he can reach as he finger fucks him into trembling. Enough, Yubai gasps eventually. I'm not as young as you. Oh, is this too much? Shi'ar nips at Yubai's lips and teases his fingers across Yubai's prostate. Could you come from this? Yes, and if I do, I'm gonna pass the fuck out, Yubai says. Stop messing around and fuck me already. Shi'ar groans, open mouth against Yubai's sternum. How can you just say things? He doesn't bother waiting for Yubai's response, sliding down his body and easing his fingers free. Yubai hooks his legs around Shi'ar's waist and yanks him in, thick muscles bunching as he pulls Shi'ar into position and rocks up against him. Shi'ar yelps and pushes down on Yubai's pelvis. All right, some patience. I've been patient, Yubai huffs. His thighs flex around Shi'ar's waist, almost like a hug. I've been so patient, Shi'a. You have no idea how patient I've been. Shi'ar sets the head of his cock against Yubai's hole and leans forward. Yubai falls silent, mouth dropping open on a gasping inhale as Shi'ar finally pushes inside. For a moment, the only thing in his head is hot and tight and, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. It's a miracle that he doesn't come on the spot. And then not, because if he fucks this up, he's going to die. He's going to turn into liquid and soak into the carpet. Okay, Yubai gasps. You can... Shi'ar rocks forward another inch. This time his brain does not try to exit via his ears. He's burning up, sweat beating at his hairline, his chest. Inch by inch, he sinks himself in until his hips are cradled against Yubai's ass. He stays there for just a moment, shuddering. Then he gulps in a breath and drags his hips back. And that too... He swears, blinks, and does it again. He rolls his hips and groans as Yubai pushes up to meet him. But he's not trembling the way he was before. With a huff, Shi'ar tilts his hips, arches up over him until he can push a little bit more up on the way in. Yubai shouts. Like that? Shi'ar is too breathless to tease. Almost. This how you want it, Guga? Yubai can't seem to answer, too busy grabbing onto the bedsheets, panting. Shi'ar swoops down to kiss him and snaps his hips forward in the same movement, swallows the torn-up yells straight from Yubai's mouth. Yeah. Shi'ar breathes when he can bring himself to break the kiss. Yeah, you want it. Shi'ar, Yubai says, broken, lost, hollowed out with pleasure, as Shi'ar fucks into him again. It's okay, Guga. Shi'ar hooks an arm under one of Yubai's thighs and lifts it up, opening him just a little more. The next thrust makes Yubai tremble, head thrown back, mouth gone slack. Just lie back and let me lead. I'll take care of you. He could get addicted to this, the way Yubai looks under him like this. His cock leaks heavily onto his stomach. Messy, perfect. Shi'ar wants it in his mouth, but it's not like he can reach. and he wants to fuck it out of him to see if he can do it like this. His stomach burns, his hips. Shiar ignores it. He's already too close, but he doesn't want to slow down. Yubai's noises take on a frantic edge, rising and hitching, a furrow dug in between his eyebrows. "That's it," Shiar coaxes. "Gonna come for me?" He's the one who comes first, though, a cry punching up from the bottoms of his lungs as he spills into Yubai, hips jerking, his whole body seizing up with it. And then Yubai makes another raw noise, clenches up tight enough to make Shiar's eyes water, and follows. Shiar watches in awe, belatedly reaches down to stroke him through it. He keeps his hand moving until Yubai hisses and swats at his wrist. His stomach is a mess. So is Shiar's chest in a few places. Slowly, Shiar pulls out. His dick feels raw, and there's an ache in his stomach like the orgasm scraped something out of him. He lies down. Next to him, Yubai sighs and carefully, slowly tugs his thighs back together. Shiar leans over to drop a kiss on his shoulder. "Good?" Yubai sighs, his eyes still closed. "Grandpa," Shiar says affectionately. "Come on. Get off the towel. Let me tuck you in." It takes a while and a lot of nudging on Chiar's part, but eventually Yubai manages to shift off the towel. Chiar wipes them both down with it and carts it back to the bathroom while Yubai lays face down and unmoving on the bed, then bullies Yubai into pulling back the covers and getting under them. Yubai seems half asleep the whole time and only stirs when Chiar slides in next to him.
"You sure I can..."
He yawns so wide his jaw cracks, which makes Chiar yawn in turn.
"I can couch. It's fine."
"I'm sure," Chiar says. He worms his way closer, tangles their legs together, and rests his head on Yubai's bicep. Yubai rubs his nose against Shiar's hair.
"Good boy."
Shiar wraps an arm around Yubai's torso, pulls him closer, so Yubai won't be able to see his face, just in case he says something foolish and sappy and revealing. "I love you," he mumbles and bites Yubai on the bicep.
"Love me more gently."
Yubai draws him up by the chin, even when Shiar tries to keep hold of his arm. He's going to have another hickey there in the morning to match the one on his neck. Both of them out in the open where anyone can see.
"Hey."
Shiar swallows.
"I love you too,"
Yubai says.
"Go to sleep."
Shiar tries. There's an unfamiliar warmth next to him, pressing down on one side of the bed, and arms around him. It gets muggy under the blankets, and he has to bat them down and free an arm so he doesn't steam like Har Gal. Yubai's heart thumps steadily under his ear. He snores, very faintly and on a steady rhythm. Shiar smiles to himself and closes his eyes.